Lincoln Weekend. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith, we are back. And Roland,
yep.
We have this week had to deal with another among, it's been a sad week in many respects. Kayla Mueller, the death of this remarkable young woman at the hands of ISIS, ISIL. They claim that she was killed during the Jordanian bombing. But I believe that regardless, they are responsible for her passing. And I have a feeling it wasn't pleasant.
And that's what President Obama said.
Yes.
That they are ultimately responsible.
Responsible. They're responsible for the care of her. They're responsible. But they don't, as we were talking pre-broadcast, and they don't live by any rules that we civilized world understands. However, it is important that we get some sense of proportion here. There have been two events now that have happened in the course of a week. And, of course, the death of the Jordanian flyer being burnt alive, which harkens back to the...
out-and-out cruelty.
Without question.
It's they're baseless in terms of their humanity.
Without question. And now we have Kayla. But here's where we begin to, I believe, begin to see the light. We see the light in this respect. It is galvanizing a clearly divided Congress and a government to finally get off the docket and let's get this thing done and let's eliminate this disease from the planet. I have on this microphone mentioned before the words kill them all, which is a Roman term. I haven't been challenged by that yet, but I still have to find out who said it. I think it was Marcus Aurelius. Who noted when he was asked, what do we do in this particular conflict? It was in Palestine. He just simply said, kill them all. Now, the Romans were very hard on those who challenged them. In this case, this is a cancer in the middle of a civilized world, at least a world trying to be civilized. And if we don't eliminate them, and a lot of innocence, see, I watch these programs and listen to the pundits and the quote-unquote experts, and they're all talking in this wonderful large circle. This is war. And at war, innocents will die. They all concern themselves with Obama's statements or his lack of action and all of that. I think he's been moving in a very cautious manner. He is not one to quickly move to war. It's just not his moniker. But the key
I don't think it should be the moniker of the United States of America.
And I agree. However, as the number one nation on the planet, they look to us. And in this case, though we are finally now, with the death of this Jordanian flyer, getting action from those countries directly affected by these barbarians. And that's the nicest word I can call them. But the death of this young woman rings back to the sense of who we are as a country. And who we are as a country is, by the way, we still are the most giving country on the planet. We have given to this world not so much, and yes, we've noted earlier on some of the other things we've given to this country, but we give more than any other country by per capita and have for the last half century. Not only in money and time and effort, and our young people, remember the Peace Corps. Okay, it was a wonderful organization. I had some opportunity to work with that organization early on in the 70s. A good group of people born of the Kennedy administration. We have a sense of giving in this country, a Christian sense of giving. And I say that certain. Let us not forget our Jewish friends. Let us not forget our Muslim friends who all join with us in this. This is not just a Christian movement. But it's bringing back to the fore that this young woman, who apparently was a remarkable young person, brings it to clarity.
She was quite a religious woman.
Yes.
Did you read the letter that she had smuggled out?
I did.
I did, too, and I thought it was certainly profound in its stoicism.
Yes.
I mean, she did say she had been treated okay and fairly, and that she didn't know if she'd ever get released. But she truly kept referring to God, and this was something that that she had to endure.
And in the letter, she notes that, and this is the remarkable nature, she didn't want them to feel sorry for her. She actually felt
sorry for her friends and family because of her choices.
Yes, and
I being
thought,
in that part of the world,
I thought that was actually remarkable for a young 26-year-old woman. This is someone with a sense of proportion. And if we continue to deliver these kinds of people on the planet, I have great hope for us, because she brings that sense of spirit. Some of it was not guided properly, and she was told, I understand, not to go where she went. And this was done by one of the people working for, I'm going to say, Newsweek. And I saw the interview on one of the local cable channels. She had said to her, who met her, she met them in Turkey, you really don't want to go there, okay? But she did anyway. And she said she was a lovely young woman, didn't want to, make disparaging comments to her now that she's passed. But she was told that that's not a very safe place to be. And in that, she went anyway by the nature of her caring for the refugees. But here, ISIS, once again, and we talked about this off air, what the heck do they think they're doing?
I don't know. They are the lowest of the low, but guided by false, I don't know, false what? Just thinking.
Yes.
Ordinary, everyday humanity that it's only a few that are doing this.
As if we have a bunch of psychotics running around the middle of the desert between Syria and Iraq. And
they're using the weapons that they got from us and Russia
and Iraq,
France, and
yes,
a few others.
Frankly, they took most of Iraq's weapons in the West and are still using them now. But I do believe that their time is coming, and it's coming much shorter than people think. And I do believe in the next 6 months, this is going to be rolling towards a conclusion. And people say that that's a little bit too. I don't believe so. I think we've got them where we want them, and this is from a military perspective, and they're not going anywhere. And it's going to be a bloodletting without question, but they must go. They must go, but I'll question them. And we can't. The world can't wait for them. We must take.
I don't know what else we can do. I do not want to see boots on the ground again in that part of the country.
Well, we have other means, but
yes,
I told you what one of them were, and that was the nuclear threat. And when I heard this, and it is rumored, my sources are still unclear on it, out of Washington, and it was rejected by the White House. A low-yield nuclear.
It would be wrong.
That sends us into a whole different world. That puts us into an age well beyond our civilization, where we're going to be using these long-distance, low-yield nuclear weapons to take out our enemies.
Look, there's a lot more to it than we are even talking about. I mean,
there are
our allies who are selling the oil or giving oil and selling oil and using the oil money for ISIS.
Yes.
They're getting it illegally.
That's correct.
Because they're shipping oil that they have captured and people are buying it. And those people that are buying it are our allies.
That's correct.
So, there's a lot of nips and tucks here. We've got to just tighten up.
And we're not being told a lot either. And that's one of the things that's beginning to get to me a little bit. We're not being told a lot of what's going on. And I believe there's so much more going on than we are, even through my sources in D.C., we're not getting the information. It's almost like we're being stonewalled somewhere down the line for some reason or another.
Well, I think that's part and parcel, unfortunately, of the Obama administration, which has put a tight lid on anything that goes out to the media.
That's correct. And I'm wondering why at this point.
Well,
he's in the end of it. You can't
question what you don't know.
That's correct.
You can't speak reason to power if you don't know what the heck you're talking about.
But you worked the Hill as a correspondent.
I did.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No, of course not. This is the worst time for to be, I think, a Washington-based journalist trying to get information to do a story in its proper way.
Well, I to wrap this up, let us say Godspeed to Kayla, and may she rest in peace. I'm hoping that her death is not in vain, and I have a funny feeling that it's not going to be. She may have served a greater cause to put an end to this. Let's hope.
Well, I think that's a profound statement, because if you'd really extrapolate that out, that could mean so many different things, and it would make her a great asset to the United States.
Without question. And she was. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Please do stay with us. We're back.
With you. Mercedes-Benz is rolling out the prototype for a new Mercedes hybrid electric car called the Blue Zero. Mercedes-Benz is rated the 12th most precious brand in the world. And when altering its brand for the better, the lesser players will likely follow suit as smart green copycats. Mercedes is acknowledging that sustainability and the green trend are now irreversibly a part of the new luxury, saying cars have to look efficient and in harmony with the environment or else they won't be admired by society. Mercedes also says that in the future they're going to be selling refined sportiness, which will make people feel attractive and youthful. But for now, a big green Mercedes leap is the right leap, especially when people with money dump their SUVs in favor of a luxurious Mercedes hybrid. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. You need more power. Today's ABM could easily save those about to hot rod their engine thousands of American dollars. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. You need more power. You've decided to keep the bike and come up with enough money to cover a fresh set of pistons, maybe a longer stroke and a larger cam or two, but dude, the valves are in there lurking, forgotten until the day noise is heard. A few extra inches and 5 or 10 ponies on a brand new engine may be okay. Wintertime rebuilders with high mileage mills with metal stress need to go over the old engine completely, including head work, valves, springs, the works, or risk rebuilding the same engine twice in a year. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.